The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to We the People Radio. It's Sunday morning, beautiful day. You're joining Elizabeth Woodward and Bob Martin, and hopefully at some point Aaron Ryan, who is out in the field. We are chatting and streaming live at wethepeopleradio.us. If you go to that website, you will find out everything you need to know about all things under the umbrella of fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. We've been on the air with this show for close to 3 years, and if you do go to the website, you will find a link to every show that we have done since the show's inception. You can click on any one of those individual links and send that information out far and wide to everybody you know. So I really encourage you to jump on the website and check that out. And we're chatting. Chatting is always a lot of fun. The chat room is always alive and well. You can go to wethepeopleradio.us for that as well, or go to kcnr1460.com. And currently we are managing technical difficulties as we try to bring in Aaron Ryan from a small town in Northern California, where she's going to do man on the street and talk to folks about their concerns and actually to find out their awareness of some of the big issues going on. So something that has been kind of chewing on me lately is some of the ammo bills and the gun control laws being proposed in the California state legislature. And it's kind of funny, and Bob, feel free to chime in with your opinion on this, but they're going to try to impose a $50 fee and do a background check for anybody that wants to buy ammo. And if you know your geography at all, the state of California borders many other states, and it's not that big of a deal to cross state lines and buy your ammo somewhere else, which a lot of people do. And so this attempt to curtail ammunition sales probably will do nothing more than destroy jobs, because for all of those entities out there that are selling ammunition, they will obviously lose a lot of business. So the tax revenue will go away. More than likely, businesses will either shut down or slow down. Folks probably will lose jobs along the way. Meanwhile, everybody's crossing the California border into other states to buy their ammo. So, again, a bad fix to a problem that doesn't really exist. So how are we doing there, Bob?
Well, let's do some live experimentation on the radio here. I believe they can hear us, and let's see if we can talk to each other here. Aaron, Bill, we're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you quite well.
Oh my gosh, we did it.
We're Skyping from Fall River Mills, California. Okay, sounds like you got a lot of people there. Okay, Aaron, can you hear us now? Okay, Aaron, we're on the air. All right, we'll get back to them in a moment. But we have established a connection at least.
Good.
And there are obviously people out there at Fall River Mills.
Excellent.
It's airport days this morning.
Well, that's why it's so noisy.
Yeah. Okay, how's your connection?
Pretty darn good. Hey, and what I want to do is I'm going to pull up an email real quick, and I wanted to read something to the folks out there listening. And keep in mind that we have people from all over the country and many places overseas that listen to our show. And everybody probably by now is aware of the IRS situation with conservative groups. And I wanted to read a letter from our own editor of our local newspaper. And this, I think, not only was I surprised to read this wonderful editorial about the IRS targeting Tea Party groups and conservative groups, but I thought that this letter was incredibly concise and to the point, and it explains the situation probably the best that I have heard it explained yet. So kudos to you, Bruce Ross, if you are listening. I'm going to share your letter on the air. And this was written a couple of days ago by the editorial page editor-in-chief for our local California newspaper, the Record Searchlight. So here it goes. And again, this is really concise and sums it up beautifully. There are surely more than enough costly lawsuits against the government, litigation that ultimately costs the taxpayers. But can you blame Tea Party groups for suing the IRS? We can't, not for a minute. The American Center for Law and Justice, a conservative legal advocacy group, filed a lawsuit Wednesday on behalf of 25 Tea Parties that had faced hassling and long delays when they asked the IRS for nonprofit status. In many cases, they still had not won approval. Among the plaintiffs is Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now, a 501c3 charitable nonprofit that members of the Reading Tea Party Patriots have been trying to form for years now. The lawsuit alleges that the IRS violated the Tea Party's constitutional rights by singling them out for delays, as well as more tactical claims. The ACLJ is seeking unspecified damages, as well as court orders to give the groups their long overdue nonprofit status. The law normally requires the IRS to give would-be nonprofits a decision within 270 days, a deadline that the Treasury Department's own Inspector General noted the IRS had blown, opening the agency to lawsuits. There's a little dispute that the IRS, at best, has dropped the ball and, at worst, was deliberately putting conservative groups through a bureaucratic ringer. Top officials at the agency have resigned and even exercised their Fifth Amendment right not to testify before Congress. It's an inexcusable breach of public trust. Yet some, inevitably it seems, those who oppose the Tea Party's politics, do try to make excuses, arguing that nonprofits shouldn't be engaged in political activism and that the IRS was right to scrutinize the applications. The fact is, though, that the world is filled with nonprofit groups whose members have very strong political views and that exist to run activist campaigns. Constitutional conservatives certainly don't corner the market. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, is a 501c3. The Sierra Club and the Center for Biological Diversity, both 501c3s. Americans United for Separation of Church and State, a 501c3. The NARAL, Pro-Choice American Foundation, a 501c3. Many large and well-established groups have multiple related organizations, including political action arms, to comply with tax and campaign finance laws, which can indeed be complex, but they're all nonprofits. The government can and will get to the bottom of the problems at the IRS. We trust the Republican House of Representatives won't let the matter drop. In the meantime, is there any reason that the organizations to which the IRS has already apologized are still waiting? So in the end, the thing I love about this letter is that it does point out very specific left-wing groups that are also 501c3s, but are also very political. So, like the editorial said, we don't corner the market on that as a conservative group. How we doing, Bob?
That was well written by
Wasn't
Bruce Ross.
Great?
Thanks for sharing that, Elizabeth. Why don't we go ahead and take a break here?
You got
and
it.
We'll come back with Aaron from Fall River Mills, California, the site of the 65th Annual Airport Days. She's on location.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460.
Small Town America. That's right.
Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We'll be right back.
We the People on AM 1460, KCNR.
Okay, we're back, and if this is your first time tuning in, you're joining We the People Radio. We talk about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. And if you're even halfway alive or listening or you know, what's the word I'm looking for, Bob? Coherent.
Awake.
if you're even remotely coherent, you know there are a lot of things happening in the world right now that fall under that umbrella. And you're joining your hosts, Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin, chatting and streaming live at WeThePeopleRadio.us. Call in number 530-605-4567. And first time ever, we've got one of the team on the road in Fall River Mills Airport Days, and Aaron Ryan is up there doing her thing, and she's going to do some man on the street stuff. Can't wait to hear what people think about what's going on, and more importantly, I can't wait to see if they even know what's going on.
Aaron, are you with us?
I am. You guys want to get a little promo on what Airport Days is all about?
Absolutely.
Yes, we should explain to the listeners this is somewhat of a, well, I wouldn't call it a miracle maybe, but it's not that easy to get a phone signal out of Fall River Mills, California. So we've got some amazingly good sound here.
For about 30 seconds, I'll give you a little overview. Yeah, we're using a jetpack, a Verizon jetpack, so it's a little Wi-Fi here. It'll run 10 units, so we got a laptop playing the show out of us. We got my laptop up with headphones plugged into it. Bill's wandering around the airport with a tablet computer and a headset. So he's going to find some stuff to interview. But I've got Ross Jones sitting here, and he's one of the main organizers. So I thought you guys might want to hear, well, you know, what this whole thing is all about out here in the middle of what seems like no place. And there's little planes flying all over the place. You're awesome. Hey, we got more guests. Hey, Merritt, how you going? Okay, you want to talk to Ross?
Yeah, you can put Ross on.
Doing it. Hold on.
We the people.
Hello.
Oh, good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
All right. Tell us what you're doing out at Airport Days 2013.
Well, we're up here in beautiful Fall River Mills at Tonkin Field, almost downtown Fall River Mills, for our 66th annual Airport Day. We are a segment of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department dedicated to aerial search and rescue. Today, like I said, we're celebrating 66 years, and we've got a phenomenal number of aircraft coming in. We have everything from home built to World War II warbirds coming in. The warbirds are due here at 9, and they're going to put down, refuel, and then at 11, they're going to take off and put on an air show for us with smoke. These four warbirds are four of 350 that are left out of the over 17,000 that were built during World War II. It's incredible. We've got pilots coming in from Roseburg, Oregon, Grass Valley. Just about every airport is represented here. We put on a breakfast for $7 for adults, $4 for children. And it consists of eggs any way you like them, ham or sausage, and pancakes.
Okay, no fair. I'm getting hungry, and there's no food here.
Well, you know, it's only a short ride to Fall River Mills.
That's right, Aaron. You made it.
I'm leaving right now. You guys are going to do the show on your own. I'm heading up there for breakfast.
How long does breakfast?
Come on up. I'll buy you breakfast.
How long is breakfast on this morning?
It goes until 11. And when the air show starts, we shut down the serving line.
All right. So if you're leaving from Reading right now, you still got time to make it for breakfast to Fall River Mills before 11 o'clock.
You know, and I wouldn't worry about too much because most of the sheriff's department is here helping us. So the only thing you have to worry about is the CHP.
That's funny.
That's good advice.
Boy, it honestly sounds like you're right next door. Great connection.
Yeah, we've got good communications. Aaron's doing a great job.
All right. Well, it sounds like you've got a busy morning ahead of you out there. Do you have any World War II veterans present today?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we've got one veteran in here with his own homemade airplane. He flies it without any legs.
Wow, that's amazing.
If you've ever tried to fly an airplane or have taken a ride in a small private aircraft, It takes every part of your body to fly it. This gentleman not only made his own airplane, but he makes airplanes for others.
Well, please thank him for his service and salute him for us on behalf of we the people and all of us here at AM 1460 KCNR. And he is flying his own plane today?
Yes, he is.
And it sounds like...
He came in last night and spent the evening here and probably be going home tomorrow. He's based in Livermore, California.
Well, it sounds like you guys are going to have a great day, a great event.
We are. The weather's fantastic. You know, I know you guys in Reading have to hold on to your chairs because you're getting blown around. We don't have much more than a 1 mile an hour breeze.
Very nice. Hey, so what kind of crowds are you expecting today?
We're hoping to exceed all our previous records. Typically, we feed 500 plus. We're trying to reach 700 today.
Oh, that's terrific.
And I got to tell you, Smokey the Bear just walked in.
Smokey the Bear still around, huh?
Yeah, he's still around. He just came in with a Forestry Service crew.
Yeah,
we've got everybody. The CHP is here with both the fixed wing and rotary wing. We've got Shasta Air Rides putting on rides for anybody that wants to get up in an airplane and fly around the Fall River Valley. You name it. We've got Medical Evac Fi up here with one of their helicopters. You name it. It's here.
Well, for people who aren't familiar with Fall River Mills, how big an airport are we talking about there?
We've got a 5,000-foot runway. Okay, it's an uncontrolled airport. That is to say that there's no tower with it. It is the only airport owned by Shasta County. It was originally an airfield for a logging company right after World War II. It became a private airport. Some local veterans had their pilot's licenses and started training pilots up here, and it evolved into a county airport. It was just recently expanded from 3,500-foot runway to a 5,000-foot runway. We've got air-powered gliders coming over right now, flying the American flag. It's phenomenal. You guys have to come up and see it.
Well, I wish we could be out there to see it right now, but Aaron is our eyes and ears on the ground there at the moment.
Well, great. Well, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks for joining us, Ross.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate everything you do for us.
And everybody that's listening, if you're in Reading and you're looking for something really great to do today, jump in the car right now and head up to Fall River Mills. And I guarantee you, cooler temperatures, no wind, great food, and lots of fun.
There you go.
All right, and Elizabeth Woodward and Bob Martin in the studio this morning here on AM 1460, KCNR, and Aaron Ryan rejoining us momentarily from Fall River Mills on We the People.
Are you in there, Aaron?
Oh, sorry, I muted myself because we have I don't know what that thing is. It's like a glorified lawn chair. It's got a big propeller on the back that looks like it's from a Gentle Ben. Remember that thing that Gentle Ben, I don't know what it is. And it's got a sail on it. The guy flew by with the flag. That was our flag salute for the morning.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. You should see these little planes. I wish we had video. They're darling.
So how many people, how many people are out there right now?
I don't know. I'm going to have to have Bill go do a count because I'm on the backside, believe it or not, with all the noise. I'm on the backside where it's quiet.
Okay.
Hey, I see some more Tea Party folks. They don't necessarily know we're here, but we're going to get them.
Great.
So you guys can hear from whomever you choose.
Well, you're the man on the street, so we'll follow your lead.
You guys sound really good. Is it okay at your end?
Yeah.
I cannot believe we pulled this off with a $15 headset from Office Depot.
I'm looking at the chair next to me, and I can't believe you're not sitting there.
This is scary. We're going to get addicted to this.
Yeah, well, as long as we maintain a connection, you literally do sound like you're right next door.
So. That is, yeah, you guys are great. And so the only thing is I want to get another headset like this that goes over the head with a boom, because that seems to not have as much background as Bill's. Bill's got a little earbud that you'd use with a cell phone.
Oh, okay.
But mine's got two connectors, one that goes into microphone and one that goes into sound, and you can't use that on the, because like telephones, it's only have one jack. So we just need to learn more about how we make that go.
Hey,
but
so
I'm right next to the raffle and the popcorn. I'm kind of on a good
nice.
Side over here.
Hey, so what's the word from our friend in London?
Hey,
have you talked to him?
I should do one more thing while I'm doing this. I should bring up my email. I double-checked with him again last night because I saw another article about...
Sorry.
I heard music. Oh, here we go. You know, it's funny you said that. I sent him another note. I said, we have to hear from you and your situation in London. And so he wrote back at 5:30 this morning. Sure, we can speak any convenient time.
Great.
He said, it makes me think of something creative. You know, if we could speak for just 5 minutes and record it. Mm-hmm. He said, I can get you a sound file, but I'd rather do an interview, wouldn't
sure.
you?
Sure, yeah. And for those of you that wonder what the heck we're talking about, you're probably, again, if you're remotely coherent, you might be aware of the brutal slaying of a British soldier in London a couple of weeks ago by an Islamic jihadist. And we have a good friend who works undercover with an underground organization trying to combat radical Islam. And this gentleman works under a pseudonym. And he's been on many times before. He's been in our studio. So he's right there where the bad stuff is happening. London is being taken over. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing his take on what just happened, that tragedy with the British soldier.
I think we last had him on about a year ago or so. Is that...
Yeah, he was here in the country, in the U.S., and happened to be in Northern California, and he came into the studio, and we recorded a show live. And so given that he's got literally a finger on the pulse of what's happening with radical Islam in Great Britain, I heard that within the last year, what did I hear, 700,000 Britons have fled London, and a million Islamists have moved in. You know, I couldn't quote that. I couldn't quote my source, but I did hear that, and I'm pretty sure I read it.
I had heard that somewhere myself. I think those are pretty accurate numbers.
So anyway, that's a show to stay tuned for, because if you think it can't happen here, think again.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, sorry, I was giving you the courtesy mute. Hey,
okay, well,
I'm here with Dick Wilkinson. You guys want to say hi?
Dick, good morning.
Okay, we need to take a break. Yeah.
Oh, well, take your break then.
Good morning and goodbye.
<There you go. laughs>
Well, can we get Dick Wilkinson after the break?
Hey, Dick Wilkinson lives in Reading, and he flew a plane here, so I'm sure I can
nice.
Tackle him before he tries to take off.
Nice. So you're listening to We the People Radio. Grab some coffee. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Time is really wasted.
Oh, Bob, you knocked it out of the ballpark yet again. Taking it to the street with Aaron, Ryan, and Bill Cundiff out in the field. Fall River Mills talking to the folks. Are you there, Aaron?
I am. We got Bill out by the airport walking around. He can give us a look from the other side of the building. Bill, you out there?
Hey, I'm here. Can you
hey,
hear me?
How you doing, Bill? Where's my coffee?
I
miss you, Bill.
Hey, I'm doing good, boy. Yeah. I know it. We've got every kind of We've got every kind of plane you can imagine out here. We've got little stunt planes. We've got parasails. We've got a plane here. I don't even know what it is. It's got like a paper wing on it with a parachute.
And, nice.
We've got big twin engine planes, single engine. They have a huge pancake breakfast going on. I'd say there's probably 200 or 300 people out here today.
So that's fantastic. And it's still early. So anybody in Reading that wants to get out of the heat and the wind today, head on up there. I mean, the fun is waiting to happen for you. So, Bill, have you had breakfast yet?
Call your batteners. Oh no, I'm not getting near those pancakes. Afraid I'd probably eat a bunch of those and end up going to sleep.
Yeah, I hear you. I feel your pain. So.
Hey, you know what? You can go get helicopter rides out here if you want.
Oh, that's nice. Do they have stuff for the kids?
Yeah. There's they got, like I said, they got the helicopter rides. I see a lot of kids running around, so there must be something for them to do. They're all excited.
Great. Well, so tell me, are you planning on walking around and chatting with the folks?
Bill?
I mean, we may have lost Bill.
We lost Bill.
You know what?
We have somebody heckling Mr. Wilkinson.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Bill. I think there's a little delay. Not a problem. So are you going to be doing the roving reporter stuff today, talking to folks and finding out what they know and how they feel about it?
Yeah. That's what we're going to try to do.
Oh, yeah. We're losing Bill.
Bill's fired.
I mean, there's a great turnout, and there's lots of interest, so it should be fun.
All of Bill's pistons aren't firing.
Ouch.
Hey, Aaron, so who do you have there for us to chat with?
I have Mr. Wilkinson here. Hey, he's going to talk about the week.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you mute yourself? Apparently the universal signal for mute yourself that I'm shooting him across the airport isn't connecting.
Hey, and folks, as you're tuning in, understand that this is our maiden voyage on separating the two brains, the three brains that are We the People Radio, one in the field, one in the studio, two in the studio. So bear with us. This is our maiden voyage on this experiment. I think we're doing pretty well, and obviously we will fine-tune it.
And bottom line is, if you don't like it, then get your own radio program, buy a bunch of equipment, and you go figure
there
it out.
There you go. So
we don't do things timidly. I mean, we first time out of the box on something like this, do we do it two blocks down the street? No, we do it 65-some-odd miles away up in the mountains where it's virtually impossible. Possible to get a phone signal.
So we're doing awesome.
And, Dick Wilkinson, who's always a front row attendee of the Reading Tea Party, he's sitting here. He and Fran are here. They flew their plane up.
Nice.
And he's going to do a little promo on the We the People fundraiser because he has a special edition. So I'll put on Mr. Wilkinson.
Morning, Dick. How are you?
Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good. Hey, right now, I want you to give Fran a hug for me.
Okay, I'm giving her a hug. Here's
all me. Right. Hi, Fran.
She says hi.
Great.
She actually can't hear you. I can hear you. I got a headset on.
Well, you tell her that hug came from me. I know you want her to think it came from you, but it came from me.
Hug with some Elizabeth.
So tell us about We the People Radio and Sovereign Minds and the fundraiser coming up.
Well, you know, at the last Northern California Veterans Museum fundraiser that they had, it's called the Boondoggle Bash. It was out at the airport.
Yes.
At the Jet Center. Anyway, I won a brand new Rossi lever action 30-30 deer rifle, and I never accepted it. I just had the tag for it. But anyway, I'm donating that to our fundraiser, which is called the We the People Sovereign Minds. Sort of a dinner banquet auction, and it's going to be on June 29th. That is Saturday. Doors open at 4:30, dinner's at 6:30, and tickets can be purchased at Jones Fort, at the gun store at Jones Fort. But anyway, I'm donating that rifle to the raffle.
Nice. That thing. Nice. Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, anyway, and then also, in a week or two, I'm going to donate another scenic flight for our raffle that we have every Monday at our Tea Party meetings.
Great, great. So, hey, Dick, tell me, what did you fly in? What plane did you take this morning?
We're actually a one-third partner in a 1969 Cessna Cardinal.
Okay.
It's a four-place high-wing plane. It's the one that was in that 12-minute video that Robert did as kind of a promotion for selling tickets for the last scenic ride that I donated. She was a little nervous this morning. She saw it's going to be windy, but there is practically no wind here at all. It's real calm and beautiful sunshiny day, and it was super clear all the way over.
Well, and you know, if you were in Redding last night trying to sleep, you know how hard that wind was blowing.
This morning the wind at Redding was about 8 knots, pretty much right down the runway, you know, coming from the north. So it was that's not much at all, 8 knots.
So beautiful morning for a flight up to Fall River Mills.
Yeah, we just finished breakfast and I come by here and I saw Aaron sitting here and so I dropped in.
So to speak. Hey, so are you planning on staying for a good part of the day?
Yeah, they're having a raffle here at 10 o'clock, and my wife and I are sort of suckers for raffles.
Yeah, I know you are. And honestly, Dick, you usually win them.
I don't know.
But then you always donate back what you win, so you're an awesome guy.
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't have much more to say.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us.
Okay, I'll give this back to Aaron. She's out here talking to Bill.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Have a great day.
Okay, here's Aaron back.
Well, did you learn everything you wanted to know?
And then some. Absolutely. No, Dick is a great patriot, an extraordinary man. And for all those folks out there that think that they've put in their time and they don't have to do anything else, or, you know, they have an ache or a pain, or, you know, they have any kind of difficulties at all. Well, you know, Dick is, what, 81, 82 years old, and he and Fran are amazing. They show up for everything. And actually, since we're talking about Dick, I want to remind folks that he single-handedly has pulled off one of the biggest fundraisers, if you will, for the Salvation Army during the holiday season. And in Redding, there is a huge barn off of South Bonneview Road. There's a cul-de-sac neighborhood in there that is just an amazing, amazing light show every year. And for several years now, Dick has put out a Salvation Army bell and kettle. He gets massive amounts of volunteers, and for at least a solid 2 weeks straight, he stands out there with his volunteers night after night after night, accepting donations from folks driving through the neighborhood to see the lights. And he usually raises somewhere between $13,000 and $15,000. So this man is, there are no words. Do you agree?
Well, there are words, but no, yeah. I'm kidding. No, he's a lot of fun, and always has something, you know, something fun going on.
Yeah.
And always eager to pitch in. You know, that's the mm-hmm. thing about Dick. It's like, okay, what can we do to help everybody? And I mean, raising that kind of money, mm-hmm. just in your own house.
Sure. And how many people do that? Not very many.
Yeah, none.
Yeah. So anyway, kudos to him. There are great patriots out there, and a patriot doesn't have to be. You know, there's a really general description of a patriot, and a patriot is just someone who steps in, lends a hand, and supports his neighbors, his community, his friends, and his country. That's what a patriot is.
Try it.
All right.
Absolutely.
Back at you, Aaron Ryan.
To do some broadcasting from here, too, because people want to hear what's going on. Oh, we needed somebody with another wireless card so we could move one of the laptops to the other side. We need broadcast ability. Uh-oh. Did I lose you?
No, we're here.
Oh, it was kind of snowy. I thought, uh-oh, I've connected to Alaska.
Sarah, are you in there?
I can see Russia from here. Oh, no, that's not it.
Good one.
Probably can.
Hey, so we've got the fire department, we've got the forestry department, we've got ambulances. So, you know, in honor of our congressman, I got to send out a big hut to all the government and public services and stuff going on here. We've got an air ambulance that's here. Oh, there's the little I seriously am going to take a picture of this little thing. It's got a little American flag on it, and it has the propeller is a giant blade on the back. It looks like it literally looks like a stand-up fan. Summertime, so we probably all have them going in our houses. And a little chair and a little gas tank right by your feet. It's like, oh.
So, are we going to we're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, are we going to chat with any folks wandering around?
Absolutely. We're going to go drum some up.
Excellent. I want to find out what folks are thinking. Let's do Absolutely. Our man on the street.
Now that we've solved our problem, we'll do that.
All right. We'll be back. Don't go away. You're listening to We the People Radio.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade. You know, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
We the People Radio, coming from the best of small rural America. We're joining Aaron Ryan out in the field in Fall River Mills. And Aaron, I'm going to throw it right back at you. Hey, anybody we can talk some issues with?
Absolutely. They started cooking pancakes, though, so it kind of killed my side of the building. Everybody's over there eating, I think. But I heard Brian Daly is here, who's the assemblyman for this northern part of the state. So we'll be able to get an update on the state, if you can handle that first thing in the morning.
Absolutely.
It's probably going to be just more bad news. But hey, and I was going to let you guys know, too. It turns out one of my old neighbors, guess what he used to do for a living?
What?
He used to work for the inspector general that is in charge of the tax administration, TIGTA, the inspector general of the tax administration.
Sure.
So he worked for Mr. George, the guy that's looking into the whole IRS scandal, and he said, you know what? Great guy, super honest, very detailed, and he worked with him for, you know, a long time.
Wow.
So I don't know if he'll come on the radio with us or not. I tried to catch him yesterday, but anyway, we have a little insight there if
great,
we want it.
Great. That would be nice to have.
You never know who you know.
That's right. Or you never know what anyone else knows.
Well, he would never tell us what he did, and his wife always said, well, he works for the government, so we always called him the spy. We didn't know if he was a spy or not. We just knew we didn't know what he did.
Hey, that's that's like working for the CIA. Your family never knows where you're at and when you're coming home, and they never know what you did.
Yeah, didn't they make a movie about that with, like, Michael Douglas and stuff?
Mm-hmm, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Well, can you believe it's just a little before 9 o'clock, and this place is packed. I mean, it's packed. It's really cool the way they have it. I've seen all sorts of different people here. I've seen people from the farming and ranching community. We've got Pam Giacomini was here. I should go track her down again.
Hey, and
supervisor from Shasta County.
Oh, that would be awesome. And tell me, not to switch topics on you, but the VA has been making the news a lot lately. What do you know about these incredibly huge, long, lengthy delays in providing the benefits to the veterans that they so rightly deserve?
Well, one thing I could tell you is that it doesn't always have to do with the people that are processing the
mm-hmm.
claims.
Okay.
Some of it has to do with decisions made in upper management. And actually, I mean, we'll be able to have.
It wasn't some rogue VA agent.
No, no, because what I'm learning is the rank and file, at least out of our area, is pretty dedicated to getting the job done. But we've uncovered some issues. We'll just call them. Hopefully, I'll be able to give you a little bit more on that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I've been spending inordinate amounts of time working on that.
Okay. And is Congressman LaMalfa at this event today?
He, you know, we should definitely talk about that. He was supposed to be at this event. We had this all set up so that he could come up here. One of the guys said, hey, I'll just fly down and get him because he's, I don't know, 3.5-4 hours away. And we found out last week that's against the law. If he was going to fly Barbara Boxer up here, he could, but we can't fly Doug up.
Oh, really?
No, no. No House members can do that, but Senate members can.
Okay.
So go figure. That's what happens when you're new, you know. You enter a web of bureaucracy that's so deep. I guess that's why they have to stay for 15, 20 years just to learn the rules.
Sure.
So we got caught in the crossfire on that one.
Well, you know, it's his first term, so you know, the little things you don't always know. You don't know until you don't know till you know.
I know. Live and learn. Sorry about that.
Quite all right.
He was coming up to do an award for a guy. Maybe I'll be able to get that guy on the radio too. It'd be nice if I could move around, but I'm kind of trapped over here on the quiet side. So I have to send my emissaries out to go fetch people for us.
Okay.
Well, the good news is wherever it is you're trapped, it's an excellent location as far as your signal strength is concerned. You're coming through loud and clear right now.
Yeah, it's funny because it seems like I'm on the back of the flight tower. They have like a little, I'm not going to say it's a fake flight tower, but it is. It's a little platform thing they're using. And they're parading the planes up and down the runway at this point. They're going to take off, do little flybys, and come back. The Kears one, I don't know what kind it is, but it looks like that little PSA plane, the little cartoon plane with a face on it.
Oh, sure.
And it's silver and it's got a little up nose, and the guy's got his little hatch, you know, pulled back, and so you can see his little heads sitting in there and little yellow wings. All these planes are really little. I mean, they look like you could park them in your garage. I mean, some of the planes are bigger, but a lot of the little ones here are small.
Sure.
There's one with fabric wings. Yellow one with a blue one, I'm sorry, with yellow fabric wings. It sort of looks like a helicopter, except it has a big piece of fabric across the top. I'm thinking, that's a lot of trust in fabric.
Sure, you bet.
You can see through it. It's like a parachute material.
Hey, so what's your take on all the gun bills in the California legislature? The proposals.
Bad?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, bad. Thank goodness we have gun owners of California down there. You know, pitching for us.
Well, I think there were 37 gun control proposals. All but five of them died in the process, which is a good thing.
Sorry, we were negotiating. The assemblyman will be over here shortly, so we'll talk to him after the break, I'm sure.
Can't wait to hear.
And we'll have it all lined up for you.
It's his first term, too, so it'll be interesting to see how he's surviving it.
My roving reporter, I can see him out there. He's out with the crowd pointing. Oh, somebody's flying over us doing something. This is the bad part about being under a tent.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to give you a chance to pull somebody in to talk to. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour break, thank our advertisers, grab more coffee. Don't go away. We guarantee you some good conversation. You're joining We the People Radio. Don't go away.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And we're back from hour one, starting hour two of We the People Radio. You're joining Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin. Bob and Elizabeth, that is me. We are in the studio, and Aaron Ryan is on assignment, if you will. She is the roving reporter, and our first time, our maiden voyage out in the field. as you will, our first live remote, kind of fun, and she's in Fall River Mills, and we're talking to folks that are heading up that way and taking advantage of a great event. And if you are looking for something to do today and you're in hot, windy Redding, head on up to cooler, windless Fall River Mills and enjoy the air show. They've got airport days up there. They've got food. They've got festivities, fun for the kids. Really encourage you to jump in the car. It's not a far drive. It's not a long drive. And get out of this heat and this wind and take your family on a Sunday outing. So you're joining We the People Radio again at 530-605-7500. Oops, that's my telephone number. 530-605-4567. And we're chatting and streaming live at WeThePeopleRadio.us. Hey, Bob, one time I say that number so much that somebody outside of my radio life wanted my phone number, and I gave them this one. And they called.
Probably a safe thing to do.
And they called and left a message for me at KCNR. How funny is that? Oh, my goodness.
Are we Elizabeth's personal secretary now? Okay.
So, Aaron, are you in there?
Oops. Yes, we're in here. I was talking to a veteran here who's having trouble with the Veterans Affairs folks out of Oakland. Imagine that.
Now, does he...
Everyone out there who's a veteran who deals with the Oakland VA is going, wah!
Does he care? Does he care to share?
Yeah, you want to share, Tim? He's like, no.
Okay.
I'll give you a really egregious example.
Okay.
Here's a guy who was injured back in 1978 when I was a junior in high school. And I'm sorry, have they processed his claim yet? No.
You're kidding.
I wish I was kidding. He wishes you were kidding. No, lots of runaround. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it's kind of like, oh, we don't have that paper. Oh, this. Bottom line is, they don't want to process it. So the congressman is helping him.
A 35-year backlog on this case?
No. Well, it's 35 years of hide the folder.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic? That's exactly what people think that's, you know, their tax dollars are doing. So anyway, the new congressional office in the first district has really taken a very proactive stand on helping our veterans and get some of this stuff squared away.
And the truth is that our military, past and present, does not get the treatment, the admiration, the recognition that they deserve. And I really don't care how anybody feels about any particular war. What I care about is how you feel about the people that are out there fighting that to preserve your freedoms. And remember that currently, you know, any present military, they're usually pretty young. So you need to honor them in any way that you can, and you need to support them in every way that you can.
So, Aaron.
And I'm done.
I
said my piece.
I'm back with you. I was just muted for a second. Hey, you know, people have had it, you know, obviously with government and at all levels. And it was really super. You guys would have very much enjoyed it. The Forest Service guy just walked by. I'm like, Forest Service? And he looks over. I'm like, not you. The Forest Service up there out of Butte Valley, up kind of northeast of Weed.
Okay.
The folks up there just figured out that they're closing the forest roads with the travel management plan, and that's been going for about the last 8 years. But people, you know, people don't know. They don't follow all this stuff.
Right.
So now they're finding, the word has gone through like a wildfire through their world that if you get caught on a road that you're not supposed to be on, you can face up to a $5,000 fine and 6 months in jail.
Right. And you're supposed to know what those roads are. And on these travel management plans, those roads are not indicated.
Yeah. The great part is that, you know, not only are you supposed to know, but you're supposed to figure their maps out. But their maps only show the roads that they want you on. They don't show all the real roads. Some of the roads, literally, it looks like you have to get helicoptered in to get to them. So they don't show the whole picture. You need, they had a big meeting up there, had a couple hundred citizens there Friday night in Doris, beautiful downtown Doris. I don't know what the population is, but it's very small. And they figure the average income of a family in the area of Doris and McDowell and Butte Valley is about $1,600 a month. So this is not a wealthy community, and people go cut firewood. They do all sorts of stuff.
Sure. Well, and they're utilizing their natural renewable sources.
Exactly. So now they're finding that, and they a lot of times, can you hear that? There's a big plane that's getting ready to go. I don't want to, if it gets loud, you guys can just mute me, sorry.
You're doing great. We can't hear anything.
Not loud at all.
It's so weird. It's really loud for me. So anyway, people have just figured out that this is happening. So they got all these folks together, and they brought a few people from the Forest Service. You would have loved it. Bunch of people had never really been to anything like that before. They just kind of found out that their worst fears were being realized, that the government really was going crazy. And then you had people there who were from, like, the Tea Party in Mount Shasta. So they were sort of pros at unwinding meetings with bureaucrats. So at one point, it was just funny, you know, people were like, hey, these are our tax dollars. This is about we the people, you know, so people are really getting that. Well, one man finally stood up and he said, I'm going to read a quote from Thomas Jefferson. So he started doing the Thomas Jefferson quote, and it was almost like they orchestrated it, but they didn't. A guy on the other side of the room, he shouts out, this isn't the king's forest.
Oh, that's great.
The place erupts, you know. Yeah! I thought, bad day to be locking people out of the woods.
People are starting to wake up, and something that I just read recently a couple of days ago, I've got so many news sources that are not mainstream media. I'm at that point where I can't remember where I read something. But in Obamacare, one of the big deals that got this thing through was that they would cover pre-existing conditions. And the pre-existing condition policy, because that would be a special medical policy for pre-existing conditions. They've now discovered, and this thing has just started, they've already discovered that it is unsustainable financially, and so they are no longer enrolling people in the programs that cover pre-existing conditions, and the folks that are enrolled in those policies are now going to have their premiums increased dramatically to cover the expense that they didn't think would happen. Surprise!
They're just now figuring out it's unsustainable financially?
Mm-hmm. And that was, you know,
big shocker.
Yeah, the pre-existing condition clause, if you will, was a big deal. I mean, that's one of the things that helped them push it over the hill. So anyway, I thought I'd share the good news.
Everybody was going to be covered. That was part of the
right. So now no
fundamentals of the deal.
So they've shut down the enrollment on that plan. Anyway,
that's fantastic.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, lovely. Well, the IRS suit is moving along nicely. I was just thinking about that. If you guys haven't given an update on what's happening with the Redding groups up here.
I have
not.
They
just filed on them last week.
Mm-hmm.
So filed personally on Mr. Miller, Ms. Lerner, and that Shulman guy.
Yep.
Who was the regulator for Bernie Madoff. Did you guys see that article?
No, I didn't.
It's like, oh, my God. I'm sure he's a great guy. The one who's been to the White House 157 times.
You connect the dots. Have you ever looked at a satellite photo of the United States at night when you can see all the little lights?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, visualize a photograph of the United States and it's nighttime and there's little lights twinkling all over the place and you can just kind of sort of connect them all together. That's what this whole massive, massive federal bureaucracy reminds me of. If you really do your homework, you can start connecting dots between all the same people. It just blows my mind. And their spouses. Right?
That's right.
Are you in there, Aaron?
I am in here.
All right. Once in a while.
Sorry, I muted you because I was talking to somebody at my table here. I have a big sign that says live radio, and sometimes you got to explain, you know. One guy goes, why is this a live barbecue? You have a computer. We're like, it says radio.
Yeah. Oh, he thought it was barbecue.
That's when Dick Wilkinson got mad at him. He's like, it says radio.
That's funny.
It was really funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's the little things. My roving reporter is just doing such a bad job. He's out here just flapping his jaws listening to the radio.
Oh, that's great.
He is not drumming up guests for me. He's fired.
Okay, well, next time we'll get somebody new.
Next time you're coming up with me.
Sounds like
I'm tethered to a laptop, which makes it kind of hard. But
they plied him with pancakes.
Yeah, apparently we checked on the assemblyman, and he's eating pancakes. So when he gets done having pancakes with his family, he's coming over.
This is Brian Daly.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, and just so you know, something else that I just read. I mean, we all know what's happened with the Boy Scouts, and you know, a lot of people have different opinions about that. I guess there are some of us that look back at the great institutions that basically were part of the formation of this great country that, you know, the same country that everyone wants to come to. And I just read something about Girl Scouts this morning, and that is that Girl Scouts on the national level, I'm going to open this, joined Planned Parenthood at a huge pro-abortion conference. And the looks like one of the main speakers, looks like it might be Nancy Pelosi or somebody that looks just like her. But there's a photograph, and this is the link people might want to check out. It's called togetherthere.org. And that's T-O-get, G-E-T, her, H-E-R, there, T-H-E-R-E, .org. And you will see a photograph of a young girl in a Girl Scout uniform, and you see, oh, there's Kathleen Sebelius. Oh, my gosh, and Nancy Pelosi and the Girl Scouts and Planned Parenthood at a pro-abortion conference. So if that doesn't bother you, well, more power to you. It bothers me.
Are they giving merit badges for birth control now? Or?
I don't know, and I'd like to know what to get her there means exactly.
Yes, where is there?
So it's a global organization that is a well-known advocate for sexual and reproductive rights, including abortion for youth, and claims to speak for all of its 10 million members. Yeah, let's just get the Girl Scouts roped right into that. So anyway, just thought I'd share that. So if anybody wants to do their homework, feel free. And we're going to take a quick break. Thank our advertisers. We the People Radio. WeThePeopleRadio.us. We'll be back.
On AM 1460, KCNR. By the way, we have Mike from Horse Creek on the phone. We'll try to connect him up with Aaron and do some more audio experimentation here. We the People Radio, KCNR 1460.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted.
But I'm gone. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself.
And we're back. Are you in there, Aaron? Aaron, are you in there? You're joining We the People Radio with Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Gilbert, and Bob Martin, and Aaron is in the field.
Apparently, I have a logical explanation for this. The call dropped, and Aaron is calling back.
Okay.
So, Aaron, are you there?
You guys good?
Okay, we got you.
Wow, that was hard. I got put into bizarro land hold.
The call dropped.
No problem. You guys want to talk to Brian?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Brian Daly?
Yep. Hold on one sec.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great.
Thanks.
I'm up here
thanks
at the
for
airport days in Fall River. It doesn't get any better than this.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is our maiden voyage of going on the road with our radio show, so we really appreciate your participation. Hey, Brian, tell the folks that are not familiar with who you are what your position is with the California Legislature.
I represent the 1st Assembly District, which is 9 counties. It's Siskiyou, Shasta, Modoc, Lassen, Plumas, Sierra, part of Butte, Nevada, and part of Placer.
Okay.
And Plumas.
Okay. So you've got a good sized territory there, geographically speaking.
Over 24,000 square miles.
Okay. Okay. And how's it been for you since you started this new job?
Well, it's been obviously very interesting. I'm a Republican, and the Democrats control the both houses of the legislature. So that's been, and I'm a freshman, so I've been there since January.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm spending most of my time building relationships with people that I haven't met yet, and
sure.
trying to educate them on what we have and how our, what our lifestyle is and what we do up here in the North State, and how important natural resources are to us, and Constitution and the right to bear arms, and the things that we take, you know, as a constitutional area, very important. And so that's what I've been doing, is working hard and obviously educating them on the budget.
You bet.
And the things that we need.
So tell me, we all know that there's, because California is such a huge state, geographically and population-wise, given that the North State, the needs of the folks in the North State are very different from the needs of the folks in the central part of the state, as well as Southern California, when you're building these relationships with these other legislators, how receptive are they, and how well do they really understand the differences in the needs of the population in California?
That's a great question. What I have been able to do is, I actually, 2 weeks ago, we brought six Democrat legislators. I was the only Republican, and we brought them up to Siskiyou County and took them on a forest tour,
mm-hmm.
explained to them why we should do good forest management. One of the members had never been past, the furthest north in the state he'd been was to the Sacramento airport. So he had never even been to this part of the state. So that's how I'm reaching out. And I also offered to them that I would be more than happy to travel to their districts and, you know, try to understand the things that they're faced with in their districts. And at the end of the day, it's building relationships and trust, and letting them know that the things that we're talking about when we talk about water rights and forestry issues, you know, explain to them that, you know, we've had did a great job over the last 60 years of suppressing fire, and it's actually put our filter system, which is the Sierras and the Cascades, which filter the water for the state of California, in a bad way, because we have too many trees in the forest, and it chokes out that they don't have enough water, and then the bugs come, the lightning comes, and then the fire comes, and it damages the water. So talk to them about county of origin, mm-hmm. water rights, and how fire and how the things that we do up here as far as agriculture and business go.
Okay. Now, recently there was a special election, and I believe it was in the 16th Assembly District. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was Senate District.
It was the Senate District.
It's the Senate District, Vidak.
Right. Yeah, Andy Vidak, and he did win that seat. Yay. Did that change?
He's in a runoff. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He's in a runoff. We were about 180 votes or somewhere around there short.
Okay. Okay.
Clean sweep.
Okay. So, does that change the supermajority of the Senate?
No.
Okay.
But it'd be nice to make. We're going to be working very diligent. The special election, the runoff election, ends in July, and we're going to be very much engaged, myself, mm-hmm. Along with a lot of other folks, making sure that we show up down there and walk precincts and get him elected.
And would you agree that the folks, you know, because changing that supermajority status is of a benefit to every citizen in the state of California, no matter where they live, so would you encourage folks in the north part of the state to maybe jump onto that campaign and make phone calls? Is that something
Absolutely.
That's doable?
Yes. In fact, myself and one other assembly member, we're putting together, we're going to try to get buses and actually bus people down there, put them up in a hotel and walk precincts. We are fully engaged, and we need to work. We need to get, the goal number one is to get back from out of underneath the super minority, what I call.
Sure.
We need to get 15 seats, and we need not 15, but we need to get up to 15 in the mm-hmm. in the assembly or the Senate, and we need to get up to and we need to get to 29 in the assembly. So
okay, and
that's goal number one. That's all I'm focused on, is making sure that we put good candidates up, and we focus on those districts that we can win.
And really, there should never be a supermajority of any party, because then you lose fair and complete representation, because you've got lots of different folks with different needs. Hey, so I've got another quick question, and before I let you go, what's your take on some of the gun control proposals going through the Senate and the Assembly?
Well, I'm really saddened to see that they're slowly working away, taking away our Second Amendment right. Mm-hmm. And we did stop two bills. We got them held in suspense in appropriations. And I'm the vice chairman of Revenue and Taxation. We got one held in there. The tax ammunition ones, we were able to stop.
Okay.
But the other ones with the magazines and the reporting period times, and those all got out. And I believe if they get through the Senate, which I think they will. I think the governor will sign every one of them. So
yeah, I'm sure he
will. It's very important to put those seats together that we need, like we talked about earlier,
right,
so we can stop some of this legislation.
Yeah, we just simply have to break the supermajority. I mean, that's the quickest way to turn this thing around.
Rule number one.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Brian Daly, Assemblyman Daly, we really thank you for your time. I'm glad you were able to jump on the radio with us. Maybe when you're up in this area, you can jump on the radio again. Maybe come into the studio, because you are the representative for the North State, and you've been in politics for a while. You did great things in Lassen County as a 16-year supervisor for the board there. So thank you so much. I'm sure you'd like to get back with your family, and have a great day.
Yes, thanks for having me. I wanted to just close by saying that, you know, I spent an hour on the radio with Carl and Trish a couple days ago, actually.
Sure, on Thursday.
So
at
any time, I'd be more than happy to come and speak. And,
great.
And I'm really honored to be able to serve the people of the North State.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We the People Radio, AM 1460, KCNR. Aaron?
Yeah, we're here.
That was fun.
That's super fun.
It was nice to have him on.
I know it. And we've got Smokey the Bear just walked by, and then an Army guy walked by.
And I noticed in the chat room that you said Smokey the Bear's feet were really big.
Oh, no. Yeah, his feet are gigantic. Kevin Fletcher's here. Do you want to report in from what's going on in logging right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you need one. Okay, sit down, Kevin. Get in the hot seat. Literally, it's a chair in the sun. We deliver our hot seat adequately. All right, hold on 5 seconds. Here's Kevin Fletcher.
What do they need to know?
Hey, Kevin. So, hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, Kevin, what do you do? We're great.
I'm a logging contractor. I'm actually owner of a company called Impact Resources.
Okay.
So, and we log. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You finish. Tell me what you do.
Oh, well, that's, we deliver timber, and we cut, load, and deliver timber to the mills as a subcontractor. And that's I've been making a living since, well, actually, I've been in it since I was about 12 years old, because that's what my dad did.
Okay. And that's a wonderful example of the use of natural resources generation from generation in rural America. Hey, so what's happening in the logging industry right now?
Oh, you know what? It's a really bad time for our logging industry. We work mostly on private land, and the state's regulations have been really making a huge impact on our livelihood. It's they're becoming just oppressive, really. It's kind of a shame, because there was a kind of a balance there we had years ago, and it worked good for the natural resources, and it worked good for the logging, but now it's becoming really prohibitive to even be able to work a full season due to them. So
you've been in the timber industry since you were 12. Do you think that you'll be able to retire doing this?
You know, not really. We're actually looking at some options to try to get out of it, mainly because the regulations have actually become so hard that they can fine you now in ways they never could. So it's, if you're hearing that, that's actually a jet in the background.
Yeah,
so.
I kind of had a feeling that there was a plane taking off.
Yeah, well, we're at airport today. Uh-oh, here we go. There, that calmed down a little bit.
Hey, folks, this is live radio. This is what you get when you're on location. It's very cool. Hey, so, Kevin, my husband's been in the timber industry for 30 years, and so I'm extremely familiar with this creeping, insidious overregulation. And the thing that I find really interesting is that the unregulated bureaucratic agencies, they write regulations that are vague enough that they can interpret them any way they choose at any time. Are you finding that that's the case for you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, whereas we had some fairly set rules and really kind of a process where, you know, they could slap our hands and we would acquiesce. Now they've actually put enough teeth in it that, you know, you can do 6 months of jail time and $25,000 fine. For something like 10 years ago, they could have come out and said, hey, you need to deal with this. And we would, because, you know, we're good stewards and we want to get along. I mean, we're not out there to be outlaws.
Well,
but,
you know, the true environmentalists are the ones that actually live off the land and manage it.
Oh, yeah, I agree wholly. You know, we have a staked interest. It's vested for us, man. We want it there for the generations ahead. And
sure.
Sadly, my son, who's going to be 26 this year, I've discouraged him from coming into the industry.
Sure.
Because I really just don't see a future for him.
Right.
You know? And
hey, Kevin,
I'm kind of a...
Give us an example of something that you could do that would land you in jail for 6 months and burden you with a $25,000 fine. Give our listeners an example of what simple little thing you would do that would cause that kind of reaction.
I could take a loaded logging truck down a road and make a rut, and the water could run into a ditch that may go into a stream course, and that would land me in jail for 6 months and cost me $25,000.
Okay, so if anybody out there listening doesn't think that's beyond ridiculous, then you need to have your head examined.
Oh, I agree wholly. It's ridiculous.
Well, Kevin, I hope you're having a great time with your family.
Oh, absolutely.
And again, I encourage everyone in the Redding area or anywhere surrounding Fall River Mills, if you're looking for something to do today, some really fun place to take your family, that would be the place to be. And that would be Airport Days in Fall River Mills. And it's hot and windy in Redding, but apparently it's not up in Fall River.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
You too.
Thanks, Kevin. Wow, from the old days in Timber.
Yeah. Ooh,
Kevin and his dad from a long time ago. Are you guys ready to take a break, or do you want to hear from somebody else? We have a special guest who's, how old are you, Ezekiel? He is 6. His
All
dad
right.
is in the Army.
Let's talk to him.
Oh, and Aaron? All right.
Yeah.
Mike from Horse Creek has been hanging on the phone patiently. He, when we come back, he would like to attempt to have a phone conversation with you. So are you up for that?
Absolutely. Here's Ezekiel. I'm going to pop him on.
Thanks.
Okay, we're a special edition of We the People this morning on AM 1460 KCNR, and why don't we go ahead and take a break, Elizabeth?
You got
we'll
it.
Resume the
we
madness
are
when we come back.
We're 25 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to take a quick break. Thank our advertisers. Don't go away.
On AM 1460 KCNR, community talk radio for the North State, a special edition of We the People Radio.
And we're back. If you don't know rural America, you don't know what you're missing. So we are talking with Ezekiel. I heard a little tiny voice in there. Are you there, Ezekiel?
Yes.
How are you today?
Good.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
I'm so glad. So, Ezekiel, where is your daddy?
He wandered off.
He wandered off.
Is your daddy in the Army?
Yes.
And what does he do when he's in the Army?
He's at a desk and he he puts more people in the army, and he goes to.
And so, does your
is he a recruiter?
Does your daddy love the army?
Yeah.
Yeah, and are you proud of your daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, good. And I'll bet your daddy's proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you going to get on an airplane today, or are you just going to watch him fly in the air?
I'm just going to watch him fly in the air.
Oh, good. And did you eat pancakes?
Yeah.
Were they good?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, Ezekiel, I'm going to let you go find your daddy. And you have lots and lots of fun today, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
It's some sport today. We got everybody on.
Hey, so we're going to bring in Mike from Horse Creek, who's been on for an eternity. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here.
You are a patient man. Because you know, we're like I've said before, we're on our maiden voyage, and you know, we're getting through it. It's been great. So thanks for hanging in there with us.
Patience is a vice.
Yeah, it is. It can be in these times. There's no time to be patient.
Go find me Smokey the Bear.
Hey, so Mike, what's up with you?
Well, I thought I'd talk to Erin and ask her how she liked the Potomac Two-Step that we saw last Friday.
Okay, Erin, you're on.
It was unbelievable. Okay, I really love the part about how this isn't the King Forest. When that guy shouted that out, I thought the place was going to blow up.
Well, and that and how Miss Harris repeatedly said she hadn't closed any roads, she must have been taking a lesson from Eric Holder.
Did you notice how she just had a really pronounced snarl on her lips? I mean, I think that's the first time I've ever seen anyone snarl at the public.
Well, she only told half a lie, because the truth is she hasn't closed any roads that were on her system map. Obviously, they can't see an overstock forest or recognize a road without a brown sign and numbers on it. Did I lose you?
Oh, there we go. You're back.
Okay.
The maps, people were pretty turned on about the maps, especially when they find out they need 6 maps in order to figure out where they are in order not to get the fines. I thought that was actually pretty special.
Well, it's clear that the map that they sent back to Washington to have approved was the system map rather than an old transportation map. And this is one of those things they have been doing year after year after year. About 1965, if you got an old transportation map from 1965 or thereabouts, it showed roads all over the place. And every year subsequently, they've been taking some of them off the transportation map as if they didn't exist. And that is why we now have roads in the wilderness, because, oh, we took it off the maps, therefore it does not exist. And yet the Pacific Crest Trail goes into the wilderness and walks along an old roadbed that is better than the road that takes you up there.
People were really, people were willing to listen to reasonable expectation, but it really boiled down to, that I think shocked most people, is that they want to stop the overland travel through the forest. So people who have been traveling those back roads, you know, rather than going all the way around, you know, from Butte Valley all the way around to Wairika, a lot of them cut through. And they're trying to make those roads inaccessible. That's the attempt, is you can only go there to just look at the trees and then come back again.
Well, they're trying to make it so you have a permit to go look at the trees, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. That's true, too. The good part is the fruit use permit that Diane Richards unearthed up there in Trinity County, that's been around for 50 years or better. People are figuring out how to use those, and that's going to give them some access in the meantime. But folks have got to start. You really have to pay attention. If you go in for a wood cutting permit or something like that, you need to ask. Any changes, any public meetings coming up, any public comment open, you need to start asking. Otherwise, it's a tiny note in the back of a newspaper that you don't read, and then you find out, surprise, You're good.
Well, they
that
don't want
Miller
us
fine.
To know. The truth is, they really don't want us to be involved because we just muck up their plans. You know.
True story.
Anyway, I just wanted to make the comment that. That's the finest example of the Potomac two-step I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, and we had three of them doing it too. It was like a little, it was a little trio. And then did you like the part when the what is he, the law enforcement guy from the Forest Service? And boy, he was like, apparently he's the guy who pulls people over all the time that people have been complaining about. But he was trying to pretend like he's just Mr. Nice Guy, going to help everybody out.
Well, it's remarkable too that the ranger doesn't know that we live in a republic versus a democracy.
Ooh,
or
I forgot
that it's
about
public
that part.
Land,
that's
not
right.
Federal land.
That's right. She said, "Well, we live in a democracy in the room." That was the first time the room blew up. I forgot about that. That was early on.
Yeah, and then she said it was a federal land, and then people said no. It's
yeah,
not federal.
It was like the caption under that whole meeting was, "You got schooled."
Yeah.
But you know,
anyway.
It was a good example of what a few guys, because those guys have, I said, organized that. They've never done that before. They're not part of a Tea Party or part of an organization of any kind. They're just guys. One of them's a woodcutter, you know, and the other guys spend time out in the woods, and they were like, "What?" So they started putting out flyers. They pulled a meeting together. They, you know, told the Forest Service they wanted them there. People had questions, and they put, how many people do you think were there? A couple hundred?
Yeah, easy. You know, but the crazy thing is even the sheriff didn't know about it until the day before.
That was interesting, too. Yeah, even the sheriff had two bits to throw in, which was fun. I think they felt like he was turning on him, which he was.
Yeah.
You got to love the sheriff.
Yeah. No, they keep saying, "Well, we put it in the paper, we put it in the paper," and they don't understand that the local paper does not reflect the social or political values of this county, and therefore we're unwilling to subscribe to it and lend them our support.
Exactly.
So, unfortunately, as it is, we really don't have a public notice paper.
No, and it was interesting when they asked how many people had post office boxes, and all of them raised their hand, and they said, "Is there some reason you couldn't send us a notice?" And remember the Forest Service lady, she's like, "Oh, well, that's a good idea." It's like, oh, boy. Not doing yourself any favors there.
Yeah. No, it's one of another example of our government out of control. And actually too big to succeed.
Exactly. The good part is that the people really stood up, and everybody was good, but you could tell, you know, people were ready to kind of launch on them. You had more people raising their hands than you could fit in for comment, which is good. Better than everybody just sitting there and taking it. So for all the folks out there listening that think that nobody knows what's going on, nobody's standing up, and nobody cares, you're dead wrong. You should get out of your living room.
Really?
Go hang out with us.
And stop listening to mainstream media. My God, seriously, they don't tell you anything.
Well, go ahead and listen, just don't believe it all.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, Doris, what do you think, what's the population in Doris? I actually don't know, but it's small. 1,000
oh,
people?
God.
600 people?
500?
Yeah.
No.
It's small. And so when you can put a couple hundred people in there, in a town where that's probably 20% of the population, that's pretty good.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna interrupt here. We're going to take a quick break because we're going to have to back them up if we don't. You're listening to We the People Radio. Aaron Ryan on assignment in Fall River Mills. Grab some more coffee. We'll be right back.
And I'll get off.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, you're on AM 1460, KCNR, Community Talk Radio for the North State. We will wrap up our broadcast this morning from Airport Days in Fall River Mills when we come back.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah. growing like a breeze, country roads. Take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
Another good one. We're going to wrap up 2 hours of We the People Radio. And before we go, Aaron, why don't you take it away and maybe give everybody an update on how it's looking in Fall River Mills since we started the show this morning.
Hey, guys. Fall River Mills is booming. We've got tons of kids up here, babies. We have everything. Ooh. Oh, Bill's got two bits for you.
What's that?
Hey, we're watching a Russian yak do aerobatics right now. He's doing loop-de-loops and hammer dives and 4-point turns, and we just saw a jet come in and land, and when he spun around, he about blew a little plane right off the runway. That was kind of exciting.
Okay.
So yeah, you can get up here and see some fun.
He's literally like falling out of the sky. He goes straight up, and then all of a sudden he stops flying, and then the plane starts going like it's just like a piece of paper falling out of the air. I'm glad I'm not in that plane. That doesn't seem like a good idea.
Hey, so Aaron, in addition to all the planes and the food and all of that, do they have booths? Are there people out there like
crafts? Yeah, they're doing drawings. They've got I'm next to the popcorn booth.
Nice.
Good call. A little early in the morning for popcorn for me, but yep, they got a popcorn booth. They've got tons of pancakes, and they're doing a Father's Day event very similar to this at the Benton Air Park on Father's Day.
Oh, right, right. Now, are they giving free rides to kids up there in Fall River?
It's called, and that's called Aviation Days, by the way. So people don't have to drive as far, but it'll be the same basic program. So
okay.
That sounds fun. Yeah, pancake breakfast. Mr. Wilkinson's back. He's like a little cricket in my ear right here. Oh, and airplane rides at the Benton Air Park for 15 cents a pound.
You know, I took my niece out there a month ago when they were having free airplane rides for the kids, and somebody was telling me about the Father's Day event, and they said it's really kind of funny because when it's a kid, you don't mind, 15 cents a pound is no big deal, but apparently adults don't want anyone to know how much they weigh because at 15 cents a pound, no adults ever want to get on the plane. I thought that was kind of funny.
That is kind of funny.
Because, if there's somebody standing next to you that can do math, quickly in their head. So that sounds great.
World.
Yeah, yeah. So
at the end of the day, I guess the whole point of this whole idea, for one, was to try to do something remote, which was fun.
Yes.
To see if we could pull it off. But the other part is, rural America is a great place to live.
It is.
And, we talk a lot about Agenda 21 on our program and all the factors there. They're always promoting some weird vehicle miles traveled tax and some other goofiness and closing the schools. And up here, the big issue is the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose their hospital, their community dies because, who's going to live up here if there's
sure.
no hospital? That's crazy.
Sure.
It's an hour from here. It's about an hour and 15 minutes to Reading. And it's a windy road. I mean, you wouldn't want to have somebody bleeding or having a heart attack or anything.
Yeah.
So, when you start taking away the services out in rural America, you lose, your farmers, your ranchers, but you lose this way of life. I mean, I look around, there's little kids walking all over the place. This isn't like the city where, look out, somebody's going to grab them and run
yeah,
away with them.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, and before we wrap it up, I just had another little interesting thing I wanted to share. Anytime we come across information that other people don't know about, it's just nice to share it. But I was talking to my folks last night, and my mother had recently had a CT scan at a local hospital, and we waited in the waiting hour for an hour, but the scan itself took like 5 minutes. She was in and out, and she's on Medicare, and they got the bill for that CT scan, and it was the hospital was billing about 10 grand, which is a whole nother story, but Medicare paid them $98. Now, my parents, of course, they make their Medicare premiums, So they're happy that they don't have to pay anything. So as a patient, you can say, well, goody, goody, you know, the hospital isn't going to get anything for this service and I don't have to pay it. So yay. But how many providers are going to start dropping Medicare patients because they are not getting reimbursed for the services? A CT scan, $98, really?
Yeah, that's
now ten.
That's
$10,000 was a bit much, but $98.
Yeah, but you know what? That kind of reminds me of that joke, you know, where the guy waves the cat over the other guy and he says, "I just gave you a CAT scan, pay me."
Yeah.
You know, for $98, we're going to start getting waved over with a furry feline.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, just something to think about, because as more and more providers become, as they actually don't get reimbursed for the services they provide through Medicare, they will stop doing Medicare.
Exactly. Well, I saw somebody at church yesterday that I don't usually talk to, but I've seen him at some different things, and the guy comes up to me, gets right in my face too, and he goes, "What are we going to do? The IRS is running Obamacare. Mm-hmm. We are in deep trouble." And I'm like, yeah, welcome to the party, guys.
Sure.
You know, folks didn't really plan on that.
Yeah.
So we'll have more on all that in the future. We'll have we'll get back to politics next week and get out of rural America. We'll just talk about it, but we'll be in it next week.
Yeah, and we've got 1 minute before we wrap up. So anything you want to throw out there before we call it a day?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know what, we'll take some pictures here today, and okay. We'll have Robert post them on the website.
Nice.
So later this afternoon, if you guys want to take a look. These planes are really cool. This is a fun event.
Yeah, and folks, I really encourage you, if you need something to do today, you want to get the kids out of the house, and you want to go somewhere where your kids can actually run around, go to Fall River Mills.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining in We the People Radio with Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, Bob Martin. We'll be back next week with another great show. And a shout out to all the patriots in the world. Thank you for all you do. Thank your veterans. Support your veterans and honor your veterans. Thanks, Bob.
Elizabeth, thank you. Aaron, Bill, thank you out in Fall River Mills for holding it all together and making it all work. And we'll see you back in the studio next week here at KCNR, Shasta, Reading.